Brazil's president won re-election just a few months ago, but Dilma Rousseff is now facing probably her biggest crisis. On Sunday, huge crowds of protesters took to the streets to demand her ouster. Public anger has been building in Brazil as federal prosecutors have uncovered a vast corruption scheme. It involves the state-run oil company Petrobras and massive kickbacks to, among others, Rousseff's campaign back in 2010. André Leon is a freelance photographer who attended the latest protest in Sao Paulo. He says there's still a debate over how many people showed up.
The police said it was 1.2 million people. And then...
And that's all over the country, right? Not just Sao Paulo.
No. Just Sao Paulo. Just Sao Paulo, 1.2 million, yeah. In one avenue, you know, Avenida Paulista. But then, you know, you have Datafolha. This is a research office, and they said it was 210,000 people. So I wouldn't say how many people were there, but it was full, it was packed, and the people were very, very engaged and asking for the impeachment of the president here.
Yeah, I saw a video of it, and it was pretty darn impressive. Whether it's 210,000 or 1.2 million, just an incredible number of folks there on the street.
Yeah, because, you know, like, people are quite tired of corruption, but they can't, like, put a name in what corruption is. Corruption became, like, a kind of a monster by itself. In Brazil, we usually say that corruption is everywhere. You know, and it's quite dangerous because people, they start thinking that corruption is something human, you know, and they do not understand that some societies, they have ways to fight corruption, to neutralize corruption, or to have methods to find out how we can find the ways to get out of it. But here in Brazil, it's kind of like, okay, corruption is everywhere. So what can we do?
Right. But André, what is different now from, you know, 5 months ago when Dilma Rousseff was reelected? Why now are people taking to the streets?
You know, when she was reelected, it was very tight, the right difference between, you know. So I remember I thought with me, said the only program that she could have in these 4 years is to reconciliate the Brazilian people. Because the Brazilian people, they got divided between them and us,
right,
you know.
Do you think, André, that these protests are bringing, you know, the us and the them together, the people who 5-6 months ago were at each other's throats before the election?
It's very difficult to say in Brazil because it is difficult to say what unifies Brazilians than football, you know. I mean,
well, at least there's that.
It's difficult for you to imagine what can unify the population here than football and telenovelas, you know. And at the end of the day, it's a big soap opera here. People are starting to hate each other, you know. I myself, for example, I have good friends of mine that do still support now the government, that we are just not talking anymore, you know. Mm. This is very, very dangerous. I mean, I worked in the Arab Spring, since the beginning, Tunisia and Libya, Egypt, Syria, you know. And I do know, you know, when friends, when family members, you know, they do start like fighting each other for, you know, those political matters. It's a very fragile moment.
André Leon is a freelance photographer in São Paulo.